Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, the 27th day of October. Where did the year go? Whew. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you... folks that...
I was
trying to say something, you know, nice about these people out there, and I just lost my train of thought. Everybody in Brookhaven.
Brookhaven, all
up
right.
Up down there, Claremont area there,
yeah, right.
Peachtree.
Up around Oglethorpe. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. It is. Well, you know what? As we, first of all, again, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. The evolution of this show has been amazing. When you think about it, right?
Yep.
And they still want us here.
Yeah.
We still got keys to the building. They let us in, right? And this is a perfect time, though, as we talk about the evolution of this show. And again, we're going to walk you right up to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Falcons home today. And going to be talking about – and your boy is
– Yeah, I know it. I mean, y'all are not seeing him. Y'all are not seeing him. This man is attired in his Falcons gear today.
And I don't normally, you know, you
and, I know.
But I
was
like,
you know, and we know Noelle other side of the glass. She always
she sleeps in that.
I don't know if she sleeps in it. But,
well, not what she's wearing now, but she
and she always finds things.
I
found something too.
He was you're right, Noelle. Last week during the show, he brought your name up unsolicitedly, if that is a word, because he found a hat someplace, and
it was like a $40 hat. I found it for like $10.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
See?
That's the kind of stuff we like to hear.
Fit it.
Yeah, a fitted
one. Ooh, that's the kind of stuff we like
he
to
couldn't
hear.
He couldn't put his ponytail out the back.
I love it.
Yeah, now.
So we, it's just been a, I just thought I'd bring this out.
Yeah, man.
And I brought it up for a couple reasons.
Okay.
And actually, the best way to tell you why I brought this out is, well, Noel. This is the second time Mr. Crenshaw's heard this little piano thing here this week, because I sent that to my man over here. In September, mine landed while we were doing our show. But since you've heard from us last, the man who is just an Atlanta institution.
Institution.
Had a birthday.
On his way to an institution.
had a birthday last week. Yeah, and so happy birthday, Mr. Crenshaw.
That does it right there. Now.
That's how you. I didn't just meet you. I know how to send you a birthday something. And no vocals either, right?
No, man, but that's on the money right there.
That's perfect.
But appreciate it, partner.
My pleasure. And you know how I feel about you. Love you from day one.
Yep.
And speaking of day one.
Day one.
We, meaning the station, also celebrated a birthday.
Absolutely.
Since we were here last.
Yeah.
I was one of the few that were here when the doors were open.
Yep. You're part of the standard equipment.
Yeah. That's right. And like air conditioning, hopefully I'll continue to work. But that's why I brought this out. Because over the years, I've accumulated a lot of 92.9 The Game stuff. But unfortunately, I haven't had the credentials to take it down to the stadium and wear it where I needed to wear it. So it's been, you know, sitting in the closet. It's
been gathering.
Looking very nice, though, right? I still got some creases in this stuff.
I know, look at that.
That's crispy and all that.
That is crispy.
Somebody should give me a ticket today.
That is crispy new.
Yeah, go down there and show it off.
That would be nice to do. Anybody got a ticket?
No, you know I can't be doing that one ticket.
Why not? Oh, yeah, that's right. He needs two.
I might have.
He's got to have it.
And if they're dog friendly, it might be three. But that's what happened this past week. Do you remember as 92.9 The Game launched 13 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Dukes was the first voice you heard.
Yes.
And it's just been, when you think about the journey, you know what I think about when I think about that first, not the first day, but I think about the meeting that we had when it was decided who was going to be part of the broadcast team here and all the bodies that were up here, the Cordell Stewarts that were around, the Bob Neals that were up here. It was fun. Sam Mitchell.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah.
Sam up here in some real nice suits, too. A couple ex-players there with some real nice suits. But I remember that gathering. Listen, I got to toot my own horn for one thing. My contribution to the beginning of this station. And then we'll move on.
All right.
There was no commercials, obviously.
Right. I remember that.
But because I had come in, you know, from the eighth floor when this was Dave FM, I brought what I was doing down there, and it was welcomed with open arms up here, and that was the casting call. So the only thing that was running between spots was a promo for – they had a promo for the station, then they had a promo for casting call.
For casting call.
And that ran on a regular basis for at least a couple weeks till they started having commercials. So that's my contribution
to it. Still here.
Do you remember what – any memories of when you first landed here? Whether it was with us or you did another show or
no, I first landed here. I was when I first landed here. I was on did some weekends. I was on with John Fricke,
mm-hmm.
and we for a time. So I mean, this person was not, and I'd known him for a number of years. So it was cool, kind of hanging out with him. You know how things go with Fricke. So that was crazy. But that was my first entree here, and then connected with you, and you had to like get me to be this.
I'd like scrape off.
Yeah, he was,
it was the same thing that happened to me when I started doing voiceover work, and I would work with people to go, we got to scrape the radio dude off of you.
Yeah.
Because they don't need it. Yeah. Same thing with you with the TV.
Yeah. You know, you were coach. It would come in here, it was like you had on a sweatshirt. Like you had on a big old thick sweatshirt with a whistle around
your
neck.
He literally called me that every time we worked together. We'd be leaving here walking down the 15th Street. All right, coach, what we doing? And I would do it. I'd get at him.
Yep.
But it was all with love, right?
Yeah, it was all, and then to get it going in the right direction, man. Mm-hmm. And so I could never thank you enough.
But it was supposed to stay like that, but the pandemic hit. And for a period of time, we were all off.
Oh, yeah,
there was a transition going on here, but the then powers that be decided because what we were doing from home and doing it remotely that, you know, y'all need to be in the same studio. But I really did like poking at you from where Noel's sitting at, because that took you in all kinds of different directions, and I think that's what birthed the chemistry.
Chemistry in that regard.
Yeah. And so anyway, it's been a wonderful time here. I wrote to this is, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure being here. When you think back of the journey, there's a lot of things that make you want to cuss at people and spit and walk out into traffic.
Yep.
But when you look back, finally, the negative stuff sort of parts ways, and you start thinking about those events we've been to.
Yeah.
and the things that we've done. And
that's the
faces,
thing.
Yeah. The Peace Free Road Race and the people we've run into down there. So, anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game is the website. Check it out. And you will this week, if you go there now or anytime in the next couple of days, you will hear the comments from the other shows about events of this past week. And as Sam and I start our show every week, because we're gone for 6 days from you, we like to give you our story of the week.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Man, one of the most famous things in sports history happened on this day. And if you saw the movie Coming to America, they talked about it.
Okay.
Marciano knocked Joe Louis out.
Who remember that scene?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the barbershop thing. But today was the day Marciano knocked out Joe Louis. But anyway, that's not why you called. I think that we all have the same story of the week having to do with what happened in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been talked about repeatedly. Unfortunately, we're not going to do a deep dive into it, but this is our first opportunity to talk about it. And so we flipped the coin, and I lost, and so I'm going to go first and knock mine out. But really, mine is I'm one of those people who learned a while ago that you got to remove emotion from stuff and let the chips fall and then form your opinion a few days down the road.
You didn't just say let the chips fall, did you?
Was I not supposed to? Let the chips fall?
Since we're talking about this stuff, but go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what I just did, but I apologize if I have to.
Let the chips fall. You just, and what we're talking about with this story.
Oh, I got you. Well, not for the other one. Could have been just, okay. That's one form of it. Duh. Comedy writer over here. Okay. So
that's 6:45.
Yes, you are.
Come on.
The two arms of this story.
Yes.
Having to do with somebody just being a knucklehead and letting folks know he's going to take himself out the game and all of that, and that's stupidity. That's one thing. And I really don't have any opinion that differs from most of the other folks about that. And we'll wait and see what Adam Silver and the league does. But the other one made me laugh. And I had to find some humor in it because I have nothing but love and respect for Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's the one dude. You know, when it comes to the Detroit Pistons and me being from where I'm from and a Bulls fan, there's only two dudes that come out of that place, out of that city, that play basketball that you choose to give ultimate respect to because of what they did to, you know, Mike and all them. And that's Joe Dumars. That's the only bad boy you like. And then Chauncey Billups. Now, he wasn't a bad boy, but he led that 05 team with Larry Brown and them. And Chauncey was, you know, he's just that dude. But when I heard this story, there are people out there who will know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you didn't watch The Sopranos, you don't. But Chauncey was a part of the executive game. That's what I thought of. And he apparently was, if you want to believe what's being reported, he was kind of running it and doing some other stuff. I'll wait for that to play out. But for those of you who don't know, and Sam, I know you're not a big Sopranos fan, there was, throughout the show, you heard about these poker games that Tony would run. But it's when he first took them over is what makes it magic, is when he had to go to his uncle Junior and take over this game because his father ran the game. His father's dead, but Uncle Junior supposedly is the guy who's going to be running it now. But the people who would show up at this game, Lawrence Taylor, Frank Sinatra, in the show,
okay,
in the TV show,
okay.
You have Frank Sinatra Jr., Lawrence Taylor, David Lee Roth. It was crazy, and that was the point of the game. They would find these people who were coming through New Jersey that had a name and offer them a shot at this game, and it was high rollers and all that. So they called it the executive game in The Sopranos, and that's what I thought of. And I hope Chauncey isn't guilty of what they're blaming him for because, you know, we got nothing but love for him, but still. That's how that hit me, the executive game come to life.
Yeah, yeah, and you and I got on the phone right as the press conferences when everything was about to talk. You know, we spoke on the thing. And you know, and I wanted to hear what, you know, Shaq and Ernie and Charles would say, and they all took a different one thing. You know, Shaq was saying, everybody, you should know better. You know, Charles called him stupid, but Kenny said, you know, gambling is an addiction. I want to say this. The people that we and it's important, and people say, why is this a deal? Because authenticity matters for what we do here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yep.
We talk about extremely gifted people who have sharpened and honed their skills and talents to perform at the level that simply amaze us. And we like to know that what we see is real.
Right.
You know, and so that's the part of it. What I'd say is the people, and this is not defending anybody, anything, the people that we talk about here on this station each and every day are very competitive people.
Yep.
And sometimes that competitive nature can lead you to some places. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Obviously, you've got signs posted and they have seminars and symposium and everything to tell people to stay away from this, you know. But it's that competitive thing, Greg. It's like the people we're talking about, you and I could invent a game right now.
Yeah.
We can invent some type of sport, some type of game. And we get some of these folks we talk about every day and introduce them to the game, and they would beat us at our own game. That's how fiercely competitive they are. You know, folks don't play marbles no more. I don't know about you, but I grew up with
holes. Oh, man, marbles.
With holes in my jeans.
Pitching pennies.
But these guys in these locker rooms, if you brought a big bag of marbles in and whatnot, they'd be down there doing it because of the competitiveness. And that's the other thing that's at the root of this. You know, and that's something. How do you control somebody that's wired a certain type of way? Everything they see, they're looking for a competitive angle for. And this has got some people in some trouble. It's been a bad look for the NBA. And why on the opening week of the season, with all of the celebratory things that were taking place for this league, for this to come out at this time? Because this stuff has been known for a while, Greg.
Right. Right.
And so that to me, that's the irony of it.
Well, the Chauncey one wasn't for a while. The other one was. Rozier was, his investigation started years ago. And why, as you said, it reared its ugly head now with J. Edgar Hoover at the press conference is still to be discussed.
Yeah.
I don't understand. But it is what it is. The Chauncey thing, when the investigation that they said launched years ago, I would imagine how Chauncey got swept up in it is because if you're sitting there in a room with a bunch of people who do this and say, all right, where do you want to start this investigation? Who do we look for? Past the players. And they go, well, let's just start where usual suspects. Let's go after the mob. All right? And they probably just focused on them and did what they did.
But we're not going to see them dudes.
No, I know that because they tripped and fell into Chauncey in this executive game. So that's not the sexy part that brings people to the table. The name is all you need to say. When you say the name, everybody's ears go up and they sound like Scooby-Doo. Mafia? What? What's going on there? How did Chauncey get hooked up with them? That's the thing that made us lean forward into the story as far as the Chauncey part of it.
Yeah.
But, we're not going to get, I'm not going to do any derogatory. But guys, I went to school with Mario Spampinato and Carl Racone. You ain't going to hear names like that.
Yeah.
You're going to continue to hear Chauncey and whoever else, but. Yeah, it's continuing, and it was a shot across the bow to all American professional sports, if you saw the headlines of the next couple days.
And that's true, too. As bad as this is, as ugly as this looks, and what stain it may be, it's not the last time we're going to hear about this.
Nope.
We will hear about this again.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, quick little rundown here. And by the way, Noel does have an opinion about this. We're going to get to hers in a little while. But we got a show we got to pack in, you know, a 10-pound show in a 5-pound bag. We're here up to 9 o'clock, going to turn things over to Joe Patrick and Andy Bunker for the Wait For It Tailgate Show. This guy's going to be right down the corner, around the street, and all that stuff. So we have a special guest coming up. Top of the hour. Would you like to just tell everybody?
My goodness. And he's been on the show with a few times.
Yes, he has.
A dear friend. And a lot of people have known about a health issue that he's been dealing with. Jay Harris from ESPN is going to join us. He's on his way to Atlanta very soon for an event concerning men's health. And, boy, he's going to have some time to spend some time with us before he works with your homegirl later on today. You know, he's always on Sunday mornings with Hannah.
Ah, Hannah Storm.
Oak
Park Ranger was here. Oak Park Rear Force Ice.
So we look forward to hearing him in just a few minutes at the top of the hour. He's going to join us.
Got a fresh cast of colors. Money flying through the air. Caleb Johnson will be joining us. Caleb sat in with the Dopey Millennials this past week. But Caleb will talk about the Hawks and NBA, and he'll give his opinion, or we'll get to hear his opinion on the developments this past week. But Chris Millman will also be joining us. from the Arthur Blank Sports Philanthropy arm of the Falcons.
Yeah.
And he is actually going to perpetuate a conversation that we started years ago here.
Yeah.
And Eric and people like that talking about officiating on the youth and high school level.
Shout out to Spencer Smith, our friend that always joins us, officials. The need for officials and the Falcons and the Blank Foundation are doing something to help, get more officials, more people to join the officiating ranks. And looking forward to talking with them about it. It's something that's neat. And not just in football. It's across the board. I was at softball this week, at high school football Friday night. There's a need. And so we're going to talk about that.
Happy birthday would have been Bootsy Collins today.
What?
Bootsy Collins.
Yeah, why you said it would have been?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he's still with us. I'm sorry about Bootsy. That. And on that note,
14 karat funk.
I know. I wanted to play
what?
That. I tell you. Okay, she is not with us. I'm going to end with this because this person is not with us, and she was a fixture in my house every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
In my house every Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, now.
And sometimes Sunday afternoons and evenings, too. It is Sam and Greg getting started on this Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it on this October the 27th, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the history of music, this is one of those sessions that you like to have been a fly on the wall for. You know, like We Are the World, certain bands collaborating together, Aerosmith and DMC, Run DMC when they did theirs. This is David Bowie and Queen in the studio doing this song, recorded on this date. So we thought we'd give you that on this Sunday morning, 27th day of October. It is Sam and Greg. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning. You ready for this, Sam?
Go ahead.
You know who I'm going to reach out to?
Uh-oh.
Folks in Ellenwood.
Look what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
That makes our producer
shout
very happy.
Shout out to the folks at Cedar Grove. That's all right.
Shout
now.
Out to everybody out there.
In the wood.
And listen, coming up, we're going to tell you where you can find money flying through the air. Going to talk more college football. We got the Hawks, Caleb Johnson's going to come in here. We got, like I said, a 10-pound show and a 5-pound bag, but we slow things down to make sure that we give respect to our next guest.
Absolutely,
and spend
man.
Some time, because we're going to hear every word this man got to say come out of his mouth, and we want to welcome him by saying this. Yesterday, that Old Dominion Monarchs team took it to App State.
Wow.
24-21, leading them to a 5-3 record on the 2025 season.
Beat the boys from the mountain, man. Beat the boys from the mountain.
Figured that put a smile on his face. Good morning.
Good morning to Jay Harris joining us. Good morning, Jay.
Morning.
Gents, y'all know how to make a brother smile on a Sunday morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's a good game. Oh, one thing.
Yes.
Dude. That was a great song. I want y'all to keep playing Under Pressure. I love that song.
You need to get a tape of this show. We play great music on our show. We play a little bit of everything. We just had some jazz happy birthday version going on here for our boy Mr. Crenshaw a minute ago.
We had that going on this
week. Oh, happy birthday, Mr. Crenshaw. Oh,
appreciate it. Jay, it's always great to catch up with you. Usually we always see you in town for the Celebration Bowl, and we're going to talk a little bit about that because we got some Shockwave Cinema HBCU from out in Vegas last night. Woo! We're going to get into that in a minute, but you're on your way to our city for something very special. For people who do not know, our friend here has been dealing with a health matter, prostate cancer. You're dealing with, you're back at work, you're looking great, you're sounding great, but you want to pass some words on. And we're coming into an important month for men's health, and you're coming to our city. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a prostate cancer symposium. Folks at Conduct, they do great work, and I am totally unprepared because I don't have the information in front of me, and I apologize. But, I mean, it's a way to spread awareness. It's a way to break down barriers, and it's a way to get conversations flowing. I've said so many times that we men, us men folk, just don't like to talk about things that deal with us down there. We get shy, we get embarrassed, we get like queasy, we get all the things that we shouldn't get. We should want to get like alive and get support for each other. The one thing I found out going through this whole process is that I'm not alone. And this symposium is a way to, you know, get folks in that are working in the health industry together to talk about so many issues dealing with prostate cancer, dealing with diet. Dealing with new medication, dealing with new procedures, dealing with new everything, and dealing with old ones too. It's going to be a good 2 days.
All right.
Jay Harris joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right. I don't think that you are unprepared, because I think there's a lot of knowledge you can pass on, because this is what I was thinking. What about your diet changed in a way that was maybe a little surprising to you that, oh, I can still do this, or I can do that, or I need to incorporate this? How has that process changed for you?
I'll be totally honest with you. It's pretty easy. When I was going through like my initial recovery after having my prostate removed and having all the cancer removed, lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of the things that people tell us, the foundational parts of our diet, that if we do these things, we'll feel better. We'll drop pounds, our skin will clear up, and all those good things will happen. I just felt better. Mm-hmm. And have I kept up all of that diet since then? No, I have not. Have I tried? Yes, I have. But it's just a lot of basic things, you know? Fruits and vegetables are the foundations of it.
Yep, you're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Jay Harris, ESPN. And he is social. You can always find him at Jay Harris, ESPN, at Jay Harris, ESPN. I believe the dates are, what, the 7th and the 8th of November? Is that,
yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Those are correct. Talk about the being involved this way, and, you know, seem like you talked about fellas not wanting to talk about health, and, you know, if you're vulnerable at all, you've had to, like, drop that curtain and, like, put yourself out there. People have seen you in a different light. We know you for something different. How difficult or how challenging has it been for you to take on this role?
I have never really thought about it. I don't believe it has been challenging at all, because you just jump in with 2 feet and you don't think about it. When I decided that we were going to do Good Morning America and have that conversation with Michael Strahan. You know, once you make that decision, can't go back now. Can't go, you know, I don't think I want to do this. That's not happening. So once you make the initial decision, you're all in. So I was all in. And I have made lots of friends with complete strangers, having intimate conversations with people that I've never met about parts of my body that I never thought I'd be talking about with people. And they reciprocate and we just talk, you know. And I'm not ashamed. You know what I am? Alive. That's what I am.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm thankful and I'm grateful. So if that means we have a conversation about incontinence or erectile dysfunction or whatever, then we're going to have that conversation because those things are real after prostate cancer surgery. So I don't know about the radiation part because I didn't do the radiation part. But I'd be glad to bring those folks in the conversation, too, because we all brothers. We all going through the same thing.
Right. Yeah. Jay, take a second and tell us what this journey has been like for your family.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great question. I should probably go back home and wake them up and make them tell you themselves. I honestly think it's been one of we just don't know. Because it's something that none of us ever had to, well, I take that back. My dad had a bout with prostate cancer years ago. He did the radiation and he came through it fine. He beat it. He's no longer here, but that's not why he's no longer here. It was one of those things where like, okay, this is the diagnosis and these are the treatment options and we're going to do the surgery and we have a date set and let's just do it. The day that the family collectively exhaled was when I got my PET scan results back. And that scan was to determine whether the cancer had spread anywhere outside of my prostate to other parts of my body. And that came back negative. It had not spread. Yeah. So that was the day where there was a collective exhale. You could visibly see it, and I could feel it, and I could see it. But other than that, it was like, all right, let's just go do this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, dad seems like he's okay. I don't know if I was or wasn't, but I was trying to be because I had no choice. I had it. I had to do something about it. I'm going to go sit there and go step on my thumb in the corner. So let's do this, you know?
Yeah. Well, Jay Harris, ESPN, he's talking with us about men's health as we get ready the month, really focus on men's health, the month of November. He's coming to Atlanta on the 7th and 8th. And the people who are doing this, once again, let's know who the people are who are putting this together.
Oh, you're asking me. See, now I'm just totally unprepared.
No, I am because
I'm walking in to start working on SportsCenter this morning, and my mind is on what I have to write, and I've been trying to open up my phone to be very specific with you, and I just haven't done it yet, so I apologize.
That's okay. You know what? Get it to me, and we'll put that out there.
Absolutely.
But I know it's an organization. We'll make sure and do that because we want people to get that. We want people to come see you, first of all, when you come to Atlanta, and we also want people, the guys, to come out and get this information. Before we let you go here, I'm looking at the clock. Celebration Bowl, you'll be back in town for that. We don't know which teams are going to be here, but, man, Jackson State got surprised last night out in Vegas by Grambling. And so, you know, they have been cruising right along. They had the big win over Bama State a couple of weeks ago as we try to look at teams that might make it here. And DeSean Jackson got Delaware State winning. Could Delaware State be here? You know, I don't know if you allowed yourself to think about who could possibly be here for the game this time, Jay.
No, I took a look at the standings last night, and I saw Jackson State and I saw Delaware State. And I normally don't pay attention to, like, who might play until it gets down to the very end. Until, you know, the MEAC season plays out and we get to the SWAC championship game. So I'm just enjoying the season and the possibilities that may be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've enjoyed having you this morning. You have another
question? I got 8 more questions for him, but I can't. We got to
shut
it down.
Who are you doing SportsCenter with this morning?
You with Hannah?
Hannah Storm, yeah.
Tell her old Oak Park High School classmate says hello. She won't remember me, but that's okay. You can tell her I said
okay,
hello.
Okay, I would do that.
You were on the show with us this morning. Because, I mean, and any, because, listen, you want to ask him about the events of the, you know, but we don't have time to.
Yeah, we can't do this.
Yeah, we can't do it. All right, I ask him this. Right. One or the other. What was more surprising to you? The story that came out last week connected with the NBA or what you witnessed with Shohei Ohtani doing to end that NLCS with the 10 strikeouts and 3 home runs in one game by one player?
I mean, the most surprising was the NBA story. Nothing that Shohei does surprises me. Nothing.
Okay.
He is amazing. He could hit 18 home runs and strike out 20,000 batters in a game. I'd be like, okay.
All right, well, that was my answer. You know, it's always interesting to get the perspective of those who bring us those news there.
Absolutely.
Listen, man, God bless you and continued health and good health, great health, if you will. And we look forward to having you back on the show.
We look forward to seeing you here in Atlanta real soon.
Yes, sir.
We have some lemon pepper wings for you when you get here.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Jay Harris, thanks so much for the time. Jay Harris joining us. Before he has SportsCenter with Hannah Storm coming up this morning on ESPN. Buddy joins us here. Great to have him on with us. All right, coming up next. What we got coming up next?
We got you coming up next.
Okay.
We flipped the script for Jay.
Okay.
And this is, you know, top of the hours normally when you let us know what's going on locally.
We got some local stuff coming up, especially some things and some homecoming games. We're going to tell you some results, that and more. Stay with us. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. This game day Sunday morning.
God bless you.
On Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, 27th day of October. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Lots of stuff in the sports world that happened on this day. The first four-time – sorry. No, that was – I shouldn't have talked over that. You're right.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Today was the day the first four-time Cy Young Award winner – was given his Cy Young Award. Who was that person? The first four-time Cy Young winner. I want to make sure I said that properly.
Seaver.
Nah.
Okay.
Okay, we obviously always think of Maddux, But before him, lefty. Steve Carlton.
I was going to think Carlton.
I had forgotten he got three. I mean, four.
Yeah.
Steve Carlton got
so dominant.
Got his fourth on this day, and today was the day that the NFL granted an NFL team to them folks right up 85. Charlotte. Got that in 93 on this day.
No, we say, but the one major league franchise in this town that still has not been stepped on is the Braves. Everybody else has been stepped on and had other teams around the region. Hawks, stepped on. Charlotte, Memphis. Even Atlanta United. Nashville, Charlotte, Orlando, football, Charlotte, Nashville, Jacksonville, baseball, nobody. I don't count Orlando and Miami. There's been no method to step on the Braves' footprint of this entire region.
So the question is, what you're saying is, what's wrong with Nashville?
What's wrong? Come on, Nashville. What you waiting on? I hear people talking about it. I think it would be delightful to have a regional rivalry and have a regional rival. Because when the Braves first came to Atlanta, they were in the West. Our rival was the doggone
Dodgers.
That's
right. We sat there in the field waiting to see the Dodgers and the Giants. So they get to the
how ridiculous was that, man?
I know.
And now I guess our rival is what, the Mets? That's the thing.
They tried to jam that one at us, and that didn't really stick.
Nah. So, come on now. You know what? When they were in their heyday, Big Red Machine, Bench, 70s. Rose, Morgan, there would be busloads that would come from Cincinnati down to Atlanta. And from home plate all the way around to the left field foul pole with people wearing red stuff. They would come down. They would descend on Atlanta when the Cincinnati Reds would come to play down here and practically take over the state.
Couldn't you get here real cheap from probably on Eastern Airlines from Cincinnati?
Oh, but there will be busloads. You could do that from any place from St. Louis.
Talk about the team. That's, Cincinnati's pretty close. It's like a flight to Chicago is an hour and 15 minutes.
As far as close goes, when you talk about your next major league town.
Right.
Which is either Baltimore or St. Louis or Houston.
Right.
It's the same places that they were back then.
I think it is also a byproduct of what we talk about in your phrase, the lifeblood of any sport being youth participation. We talked about how baseball is not a part of inner city thinking anymore.
It's getting there.
It's coming back. You want to know why it hasn't happened to this point.
And I'm so happy to say that it's happening here in Atlanta.
But also
what Braves were doing with APS. They had an announcement. Mm-hmm. This is something local that happened a couple of weeks ago. Make an announcement for baseball and softball field upgrades at APS high schools. That's something else. Your facilities, a lot of that makes a difference, makes the sport attractive. Kids want to come out and take part. And that's, and then you got some people like your Marquise Grissoms and your Marvin Freemans who are working with the people. So, it's happening here. I don't know what's happening in other cities, but we're getting it done here. And we're seeing people climb the ladder, make it to the
big. I know this ain't exactly the same, but if we're going to be talking about anything connected with you, baseball, we better just mention, Kelly and
absolutely.
CJ. Otherwise, we don't want them turn their lip up at us next time we have them on here.
They're
infrastructure around here. We talk about youth sports.
They're like family now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we got to mention them. We got to remind folks who they are. We have a Falcons fan who we're going to hear from.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they got something to say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want to tease that. Okay. And we ain't got to worry about them picking up the phone because they're not far from us. And they have something to say on the show.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
So I'll leave you to your local stuff. Okay. But I just want you to know we got a Falcons fan. Coming on here.
All right. Let's run down some college scores from yesterday. If you missed it, of course, Georgia wasn't in action because Georgia plays next week down in wonderful Jacksonville. And a whole lot of folks are going to show up. And some of them will be sober and some will not. That's usually what happens down at that wonderful event. But Georgia Tech continues to roll on with a 41-16 win. I don't know. Noel, do you have the stuff from Coach? Let's big win there, 8-0.
Man.
And let's hear, first of all, him talk about the sellout crowd that they had yesterday.
And that's the great thing about being here, right? It's our fans. It's our alumni. It's our friends of the program. It's everything at the game. But we're also starting to get people interested in Georgia Tech football that might not have gone here. right, that might be a casual fan of any school. Well, and that's what we have to continue to do. So thanks so much to Ryan, Brent, for what they've done to put the effort in to get that done. And set the bar high now, guys. So let's keep doing it.
Yeah, you have set the bar high now. And I tell you what's going to, those tickets to that game with Georgia are probably flying right now, you know, because, you know, the place is going to be packed now.
I think this is going to be, I'm almost ready to say Georgia Tech's going to win that game because you saw what they did last year.
Yeah.
And last year, not just the Georgia game, but everything they did, they sort of ended that season on the uptick, right? And then you see what is going on this year. And you could talk about the players and you could talk about the coach and where they are right now, but the word that comes to mind when you look at this Georgia Tech team in 2025 is confidence.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're supposed to do that.
Just confidence in a way that they don't care who you put in front of them now. And I don't know that that was something that kind of lingered in their mind last year and they just couldn't wrap their arms around it. But they're going into this one in a way like, excuse me, hey, Athens, come on. We're ready. I just feel like there's a conversation coming out of Tech aimed at Georgia that if it's been there before, it's been a while. Maybe, what, 90 when they tied with Colorado?
Yeah,
it's been a minute.
It's been a minute since, at least when Joe Hamilton was around there.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Hamilton, he kind of owned Georgia. But that's a whole different story. but I tell you who is the quarterback now is a story right now.
Yes, Hayes
King having another great game yesterday. And Coach was asked, you know, Ricky was asked after the game, is he a Heisman candidate? Is he comfortable with people mentioning him for the Heisman? And here's what the coach had to say.
Find me somebody else on the team that brings more value to the team that is truly the epitome of what a team is rooted in. He can run, he can throw. I mean, it's I'm glad he's on my team. I don't have a vote for it. I don't know if anybody who does. I know, you don't have to raise your hand, Kelly. Everybody knows you do. But it'd be a shame if he's not in New York.
How about that?
I can't think of nobody.
You know
what
I mean?
At least at this point. Now, yeah, they got to keep winning.
Yep. But he's on the radar now.
And not only that, he's got the push from the four-letter network. They love him on game day.
Yep.
They mic him up, and he, you know, while he's warming up, they go to talk to him. It happened a month or so ago where he really kind of gelled on camera and McAfee connected with him. Well, they got him back
again yesterday.
Oh, man. So he's the darling. And especially in a time when everybody's trying to figure out what's going on with college football.
Yeah.
The people who used to be the, you know, the also-rans are now running things.
Yeah.
Tell me who would have put the mortgage on Indiana.
I know it. It was there. Or Vanderbilt being where they are right now. So it's an amazing thing. But that's right, Haynes King. And think about it. With Heisman Trophy for a Georgia Tech player, well, the man only coached at the school. They do have a statue of Heisman over Georgia Tech.
Yes, they do.
And let's run down some of these other scores yesterday. Georgia Southern falls. Arkansas State beats them 34-24. Mercer is 6-1. They beat the Keydets. VMI yesterday, 62-0. The alma mater gets back in the win column.
Oh, yes, yeah, do. Y'all are going to that. Okay,
homecoming.
Congratulations. Here she goes. She's putting the headphones on.
Yep, here we go. 18-17, they were winners over Central Arkansas, and West Georgia's now
6-3. The Fighting Scottie Pippins?
Yeah.
We beat the Fighting Scottie Pippins yesterday.
I stole that
touch and go.
Yeah, that was a close game.
Yeah, it was touch and go for a second. I was like, not on homecoming, fellas. Come on, tighten up. And they tightened up. And you want to know how I knew they won?
How's that?
Because somebody got on a whole bunch of UWG gear on today. They don't tell them out.
We got to wear it. We
got
to sport it.
Got the dub. Got
to do it, man. We got the dub back in the win column. 6-3 on the air. That's nice.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about on ESPN Plus if you ever want to check us out.
Yep. They're on there. They were winners yesterday. News not as good for Clark Atlanta. Edward Waters beats them 55-41. Valdosta State's a winner over North Greenville 35-24. Barry is 6-1. They beat Millsaps 43-20. LaGrange is having a great season. They beat Huntington by a score 30-14. Albany State 31, Benedict 3. Savannah State 24, Morehouse 16. And Short is a winner over Barton by a score of 33-7. Those are some scores from high school games. I'm not high school games, but college games around there. I'm thinking high school because Friday night. We're getting ready for the final regular season Friday night of games. coming up this week. That's the season has flown by. There's some teams have already played their 10 games. And, you know, about to run down, we got some big matchups. The biggest matchup is way down in South Georgia. Lowndes plays Valdosta. They call it the Wintersville.
Wintersville?
They call it the Wintersville. When
okay.
those two get together. And that's happening this week. One of the big games around the just around the state for high school football. So we're looking forward to that.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 game. We have got money flying through the air. I'm going to tell you about a fresh batch of jobs that's on the casting call. You can go check them out right now at 92.9thegame.com/casting call or get cast with Greg on X. I'm just going to tell you, this first one, the first casting call breakdown, read it all the way through. It is a need for winter sport athletes, Sam.
Wow.
So
curling?
Skating, well, more ice stuff.
That's a winter sport.
It is, but not this one. They don't need that. They need skaters.
We do that around here.
Well, then you need to like do a production and get yourself some curlers.
Curlers.
Yeah. I guess that's the way to call them.
I get a different picture when you say curlers.
Hey, you see about Shaq's car getting ripped off?
What?
They did a whole – this is like some kind of, like, you know, theft ring. Because his car is unique because it got to be – every one of his cars got to be custom made.
For him now.
And he was having it brought here to have some work done. And the guy had it on his bed, and they took it to this place. And I forgot the part of town. It was in Lumpkin County. And
it
never made it because they do specialty stuff, I guess. You know, Shaq is different. So anyway, it was being flatbedded up there.
Yeah.
Got to the place, and it never made it to its next location. And they're looking for it. They think this thing could be chopped up and already over in Europe. But I'm just saying, that's the speculation.
That's not good, man.
No, and man.
Shaq has to get things special. I remember I was doing some work over at Turner, and a man delivered a bicycle for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he shipped it from California. They had built a bicycle specially for Shaq, and they brought the thing in on a truck. It was like amazing thing to see.
I rode my bike yesterday.
They said, Shaq got a bicycle.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he got it. He got something everything. If he sees somebody else having it, he wants it. So that's, you know. That's
he cannot shop off the rack.
We have a minute that I can do something. Really, I forgot to say this earlier, and yes. I really, with all seriousness, want to get this out because you and I regularly talk about first responders.
Mm-hmm.
We pay tribute to them when we have the opportunity and we acknowledge them and we thank them for listening to us. And because of that, I want to, and I'm going to speak for you too, and I think you will agree. Take a second, and I know this happened days ago, but this is our first opportunity to say thank you to the law enforcement all involved in stopping that mass shooting out at Hartsfield Airport.
How about that? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We haven't had a chance to talk about that. Just want to say thank you. Words can't really convey, you know, what could have been and how much appreciative we are for you doing your job. But that was some kind of coordinator. It's wonderful that we have so many stupid people out there that tip themselves off that these guys really didn't have to work that hard at it, but they still saw something and they did something and they prevented something that could have been very, very unfortunate.
Absolutely.
So I just want to take a second and say that. You agree with me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Acknowledge those folks out there.
I salute them for doing an incredible job this week.
Airport personnel and APB. So having said that, again, coming up, we're going to talk to Caleb Johnson, top of the hour, talk about these Hawks, talk about the NBA. We have got Chris Millman from the Arthur Blank. Arthur M. Blank. I thought you were going to say something else. Anyway, their foundation. Chris is going to join us. We're going to talk about the need for officials, youth, high school level, and that is all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You ever been down to Jamaica, man?
Have not.
Oh,
not yet.
You got to go.
Yeah.
You want to stay in the middle to the West Coast.
Mm.
You don't want nothing to do with Kingston. You don't want nothing to do with Kingston.
All right.
You want to have some fun, you know, Montego Bay, you're in the grill. Okay. You know, there's a couple of Ocho Rios, you know, the waterfall. I put this on, obviously, we love Bob Marley, but Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Sunday morning. Jamaica is dealing with a Category 4 hurricane right now.
Wow.
Named Melissa. And it got me thinking about it. Anytime those hurricanes come through, it reminds me of my former life. And you would think that you would not want to have a job on a cruise ship during hurricane season. But no, no, no. Just the contrary. That was the kind of the best place because you got to go on an adventure. You either didn't, if they knew it was coming, at least then, they wouldn't leave. So you'd get the time off, they'd cancel the cruise, you'd stay in Miami. But if you were out doing a longer cruise, you would just stay out longer. And weave. So if it's going over here toward Mexico, you go the other direction. That's the nice part about it. It's not like you're at a resort and you're stuck there in Mexico at that place and you got the storm coming and you can't get no flights out. But if you're on a ship, you just cruise the other way. And you find another port and you know. But that's one of the things that was kind of nice when the unfortunate happened, you want to put it that way. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. This is Casting Call, kind of an abbreviated version of it. I'm going to let you know where you can find job opportunities out there in front of the camera. And if you follow the entire Casting Call, you'll see about job opportunities or at least how to submit for them behind the camera. The first one, Sam, is On Location Casting. They got a winter sports – well, they got a project, untitled project – where they need winter sport athletes. It's the first one. It takes up nearly 3 pages because they need skaters. They need, figure skaters, mm-hmm. hockey players,
okay.
refs.
Okay.
Hockey players.
Refs, we'll talk about that a little later.
We will. Yeah. Alpine skiers.
We ain't got none of them around here.
None. Well, at least
we may have some living here, but you can't, nothing you can do.
Imagine if you found, has anybody ever skied down Stone Mountain? Has it ever been like snowy up top there to where you could
Not at the top of it now. They've done the wintertime Snow Mountain thing where they would have the artificial snow.
They've done that.
Not from the top of the mountain. There's a slope down in front of it.
Oh, no, you want
to. But not off that. That's a rock, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no.
You want to ski jump over Jefferson's.
You fall off the edge off that. That is not recommended at all, sir. All right. You do not want to do that at Stone Mountain.
Destination Casting has a popular YouTube series where they're looking for those of you who are fearless and confident. Read through the breakdown there. Extras Casting Atlanta's got a project. They need female fans. Rose Locke is doing All the Sinners Bleed. That's one of those needs that she has for hunters. We mentioned this last week. So if you are a hunter, if you enjoy doing that sort of thing, October 31st, Halloween, that Friday night, they are shooting something where they need you and your skill set. They also need townspeople. This is why I think this is a great country, and this business is one of those little areas of it that's just wonderful. You get hired to walk across the street, and they're going to pay you and feed you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do it again. All right, back up. And you cross the street. And they need those of you with cars and without cars. There's people who just sit in their car. Now, you might wonder, well, that's not right. No, you just pretend you're parked. Like, you ever go to the lot at Hartsfield waiting for somebody to show up, and you got your radio on, you're on your phone? Yeah. That's basically what you're doing, and you're getting paid for it. So you'll see this under Extras Casting Atlanta. Hilton Casting, doing Scary Movie, but I want to finish with, there's a few more on there, but of course, we have been talking about what Cab Casting's doing. Every Monday, they are filming 106 and Sports.
Yes.
BET's new show.
They're not to visit those fine folks.
Yeah. Cam Newton and Ashley Nicole Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Moss. Ashley Nicole Moss. But anyway, Cab Casting is giving you an opportunity to, reserve some tickets.
Yeah.
So you'll see that breakdown for you there.
You want to go catch that show if you can. You want to go out and enjoy it.
So you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And, again, the list is up on GetCast with Greg on X and 92.9thegame.com/casting call.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this one other little movie nugget, and then I'm going to move on here. Where is it at? No, I just lost my whole thing here. I guess we'll have to come back to it. Something I wanted to pass on to you having to do with that. I got all these notes in front of me, and, I can't find it. So if you are ready, I'm going to give Noel the floor because we mentioned this earlier. I had a Falcons fan in here. And the great part about this show is sometimes it's fluid. So I got that information early on, and it was a rabid Falcons fan wanting to come on. But then I got some new information. It might be something else they want to discuss.
Yeah, things move quick. Good morning.
Good morning. Sam, you missed a good morning, man. You all right?
Oh, all right. Well, good morning. Wonderful. We're all ready to go.
Yeah.
And we got that.
Yeah, good morning. I was going to go into this diatribe about, how there is no quarterback controversy. You have your quarterback of the future because, you know, I have a really good feeling that we're not going to see number 9 today. We're going to see 9 plus 9 today. Get ready for 18. But
we heard that. You had a problem with that. But what? Can I ask you, did you hear controversy that there was going to be?
Well, that's going that's going to happen.
That's
going
to be the conversation. Yeah, like, come on, you know this town.
That's going
to
happen.
I'm trying to get ahead of it.
But I don't even think that's going to happen.
It's already happening. Yeah.
Why would anybody even make that a story? Because we know what we got with him. It's not a controversy.
I agree with you. That's what I'm sitting here trying to tell the people.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been like you coming in here.
Me and you on the same page.
See, I ain't heard that. Ain't nobody said that in front of me.
See, I'm too deep in the Twitter streets. I see it all.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I got, you know.
I see it all. It's already swirling.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, just relax. You know, people get injured, and that's what he's sitting back there to do.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, you know, come in and, you know, spell somebody. You know, I feel like the Vikings wish they had a $90 million quarterback that they could turn to. But we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about
my father's team later.
All right.
I ran into something interesting this week, and I want to talk about it with people that were there in the 80s because, you know, I wasn't there yet.
Hey, got a second. Did you catch that backhanded?
You like, just slid that
she
in.
She just like Tommy.
No,
Hurt.
I'm jealous.
That
no,
was
y'all
Tommy
are seeing
Hurt.
It.
Give us a sound effect, Ray.
y'all are reading it all wrong.
You can take the punch.
Or I am jealous.
There's that one. That's where the dagger comes at you.
This is peak jealousy, actually. Y'all are reading it all wrong.
What do you hear about? Hang on. This brings up an issue. What is it about the 80s that you heard that you feel like you missed and you wish you were a part of?
Yeah. Well, first of all, nostalgia is always, that grass is always greener. So, you know, the outside of the 80s seems so much more appealing than today. Like, y'all still had clubs and discotheques and parties and, you know, clubs are open all night. And
didn't have no metal detectors at the front door.
Or cameras every 2 feet.
Because you dressed up nice.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, going out was an event.
And you took a shower before you went out.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you didn't want to get anything in it because, you know, Saturday night you had to clean, you know, dust off and had to go to church.
Exactly. And everything was exciting in the 80s.
Same suit.
Everything's exciting in the 80s. Even a phone call. You don't know who it is till you answer the phone.
Yeah.
Everything's exciting in the 80s.
Problem is sometimes you pick it up and it's somebody you don't want
to
talk to.
I didn't say it was perfect. I said exciting.
Okay.
You didn't know. It could be a landmine. That's the point.
And those first cell phones that looked like bricks?
Exactly. The 80s, you still had to go,
okay,
Columbo's back on. Come back. Columbo's back.
Yeah, well.
Everything's more exciting.
Pardon
so.
Me. Excuse me, Mom. Pardon me. That was my little son of Columbo.
Go ahead.
So I ran into a Michael Jackson album that I had never heard before. Maybe I'll remember.
Michael Jackson or Jackson's?
Yeah. No, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
It's called Forever Michael. So it's that period in between.
Wow, he had a little afro.
With the guitar, right? Did he have a guitar on that album?
No, I think he had the guitar on the back of the sleeve.
Yeah, but he had a little fro there.
Yeah, he had a huge fro. Yeah.
Okay.
And the original nose.
Right.
And maybe a little acne.
Right. Yeah, because we should have been right at 16. And so I got there because I found out that Kim Fields, the legendary Kim Fields, covered a Michael Jackson song. You know, back in the 80s when everybody on TV had a record, had a single,
kinda
at least a 45.
Yeah.
So she covered a song called Dear Michael.
Okay.
And it was
maybe
9, 10 years apart from Michael Jackson. Heard both of them. They're really interesting. And then somebody told me something that they should have never told me, which was that the DJs back then were cross-fading the records so that it sounds like a duet.
What?
And so I have created nonsense, and I have it here. So let's check it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to go from Kim and into Michael.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember this song.
So this is Kim. So I have recreated this fake duet.
Wow.
From 1984. I think I did a good job with it.
Yeah, no, you did a wonderful job. That was a wonderful year for me, by the way, Sam. I don't know about
A wonderful year.
That was.
Where everybody could have a hit, including the legendary Kim Fields.
was that still what you call it days? The field.
It says it on the cover. It says
Facts of Life.
It says star from NBC's Facts of Life.
Facts of Life. Yeah.
Right on the cover with the braces and the bowl cut.
The bowl cut.
Great times.
You know, I didn't know that her mother
saved
Steve Harvey.
Really?
Chip has lived. Okay.
I didn't know that, but I didn't know that about her mother that she was so. entwined in the industry the way she was, mm-hmm. and she brought him from, as he tells it, the abyss, from where he was in his career and the things that were going on with him. So I, you know, like I said, I just
when I found out she was a Ronette, I was like, wow,
yeah,
Chip has lived.
Yeah, she's done. She's touched all the bases.
It's it was there was that, and then what was the other? Kim, there was something else Kim Fields I was thinking of that I was going to ask you about, and that show. And the funny thing about it is, she was a bigger star than somebody who was on that show that became, like, the biggest star, Kim Fields. Okay, so you have Facts of Life, but you know who came through that show.
Oh, you're talking about George Clooney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Molly Ringwald, too, actually.
Yeah, but she ain't. She ain't.
I mean, well, she's not now. You know, she had a moment.
Pretty in Pink is when she peaked, right?
Yeah, she had a it was a couple of them in there. But, yeah, she had a moment and it faded, but, you know.
I had a thought of you popped into my head. I'm sorry. Did you want?
No, no, keep going.
When you Molly Ringwald, I thought of you that you might actually enjoy something that is going on in Chicago that I didn't know about. I found out
what
they literally have, and it's making some money. They have, you know how we have tours here, take you down to Sonoya.
They're doing the John Hughes tour.
They take the John Hughes tour.
Oh, you know I'd hop on that double decker in a heartbeat.
No, but uh-oh. I'm talking about going through.
They do an actual walkthrough?
No, I'm talking about they drive you through some of these those neighborhoods that he filmed with Tom Cruise.
Ferris Bueller.
Risky Business. Ferris Bueller. Take you up to Mother's where they did About Last Night, which isn't his movie, but still. Those John Hughes movies, there is a tour taking you to those places.
Wow.
And then you end up down there on State Street where he had the parade.
Right. Yeah, the parade.
I said, Noel would take this thing.
You know I would.
How cool was that?
I love stuff like that. Yeah, I was just telling my mom. I was like, we got to go out to the California and do the Laurel Canyon tour, which I don't even think is a real tour. I think it's just a bunch of Laurel Canyon weirdos running around to people's houses and be like, this is where Joni Mitchell lived. But yeah, I want to do that anyway.
I had to pass that advice on this past week. One of the makeup artists who will be joining me out at the hospital is in Chicago. She went out there to do makeup for a wedding that was going on, and she had never been downtown Chicago. She got friends that live out in the burbs, and she was going to go get her first deep dish pizza, and she wasn't sure of the places. She named a couple places. Well, one of them she named was Gino's East. I said, well, if you go to Gino's East, the thing is you got to put your name on the wall or a pole or wherever. That's been going on for decades. I said, but here's what you got to do, and only a Chicagoan would know this. You can't take a pen and write your name. It won't show. You can't even take a Sharpie. It won't show. You got to go get, like, white fingernail polish and go take that and then brush it and write your name that way, because that way
it'll last forever.
Because they got so much stuff they have put over the the autographs over the years, and so nothing will really last. So you go get some fingernail polish, that'll work. All right, you ready for this 8 o'clock hour?
Let's go.
This is going to be fun, because not only do we have Caleb, who will be coming up here first, and we're going to get his thoughts on the NBA story of this past week, but also talk about our Hawks, everything else going on around the NBA. But we have Chris Melman joining us. And you have been on this for a while when it comes to officials.
Absolutely.
And we're
going to sign up some more.
We're going to hopefully. But he also brought the numbers to what it is. So we're going to talk about youth and high school officiating with Chris Melman. That is coming up. And as we're getting you set for a full day of NFL action, because we're the opening act for our Falcons who are at home. But no, before kickoff, you got the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick getting you started at 9 a.m. But first, well, you still got us, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.